This is round 11, the first round of the playoffs of the 2021 NAQT High School National Championship Tournament. In this round, we have High Tech A against Seven Lakes. Good luck to both teams. This is toss-up one. A memorial to this country's first president depicts him via over 1,300 platonic solids suspended in an open triangular frame. Thrill seekers in this country must wear goggles while riding the Formula Rossa, the world's fastest roller coaster, in Ferrari World. That's Deepak?
The UAE.
That's correct for 15. And here's your bonus. Some zircons from the Jack Hills of Australia date to this period, which ended 4 billion years ago. For 10 points each, identify this eon named for its hostile conditions.
I think it's the Hadean. Our answer is the Hadean.
Dating Hadean rocks can be done by measuring the ratio of this element's isotope 238 to lead 206.
Mm-hmm. Is this uranium? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Our answer is uranium.
The zircons persist to this day because they are very resistant to this process, whose chemical type involves oxidation and hydrolysis of exposed rock.
This is weathering, right?
Sure.
Our answer is weathering.
It is weathering. That's 30 on the bonus. Toss up two. A polycrystalline form of this element is produced in the Siemens process. An amorphous form of this element is found in a common type of thin film-based solar cell. 1.1 electron volts is the band gap of this element, which is called intrinsic when it is undoped. Circular, that's Deepak?
Silicon.
Silicon is correct for 10. 10 points each. Answer the following about the Combahee River. The Combahee River is in this state's low country region, which also contains Kiowa Island and the northernmost members of the Sea Islands.
Ooh. I'm thinking Minnesota.
Answer?
Our answer is Minnesota.
This is South Carolina. This female conductor on the Underground Railroad helped lead Union boats up the river during a Civil War raid on Combahee Ferry, freeing nearly 800 slaves.
Is this Tubman?
Sure.
Our answer is Tubman.
Mm-hmm. The Combahee River Collective, which included Audre Lorde and Demita Frazier, released a statement whose first section is titled "For the Genesis of This Type of Feminism." Its thought is the subject of a Patricia Hill Collins book.
Intersectional, maybe?
Maybe, yeah.
Either that or a wave.
Answer?
Definitely. Your answer is intersectional.
No, black feminism.
Okay.
So 10 on the bonus there. Toss up three. This city names a method used on Gianna Gies, which involves inducing a coma, then giving ketamine and amantadine to treat rabies. Architect Max?
Stockholm?
Sorry, minus five. Architect Santiago Calatrava designed a movable breeze soleil for this city's art museum. Teddy Roosevelt was shot by John Schrank while giving a speech in this city, whose American family field was once called Miller Park. For 10 points, to name this city home to baseball's Brewers. That's Siddharth from Seven Lakes.
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee is right for 10. For 10 points, each answer the following about the usage of patriotic American tunes in classical music. B.F. Pinkerton is represented by the Star Spangled Banner in this Italian composer's opera, Madame Butterfly.
Puccini.
Puccini, right? Yeah.
Our answer is Puccini.
This composer quoted patriotic tunes such as Yankee Doodle throughout the Putnam's Camp movement of his three places in New England.
Oakland, Sousa.
That sounds really familiar.
Copeland. What did you say first?
Answer?
Copeland.
Answer is Copeland.
No, this is Charles Ives. This composer's musical Assassins opens with a rendition of Hail to the Chief in 3/4 time.
Okay.
Any clue?
Yeah. No.
Blast. Answer.
Here.
Answer is Gershwin.
Stephen Sondheim. Oh. 10 on the bonus. Toss up four. This leader's regime was opposed by Alan Pope in a CIA operation that aided the Permesta Revolt. This man won his nation's independence with the help of his ally, Mohammed Hatta. The communist Deepak?
Sukarno?
15. This piece included treaties named for Münster and Osnabrück for 10 points each. Name this set of 1648 treaties that ended the 30 Years' War.
Our answer is the Peace of Westphalia.
The Peace of Westphalia largely upheld this 1555 treaty, which let individual German princes choose the official religion of their realms.
This is a Peace of Augsburg, right?
Okay.
Our answer is the Peace of Augsburg.
That's right. This pope called the Peace of Westphalia invalid, iniquitous, unjust, damnable after his nuncio. The future Pope Alexander VII failed to alter it. He supported the Irish Confederates during the English Civil War.
Maybe Innocent.
Answer?
Our answer is Gregory VII.
Innocent X. Oh. So 20 on the bonus there. Plus a 5. This poet likened traveling a plank road in the mountains to climbing to the blue sky. He described sharing an odd, inanimate feast with a figure who, with my shadow, will make three men in a poem that begins, a cup of wine under the flowing trees. Ezra Pound's The River Merchant's Wife is, that's Rohan?
Po.
Sorry?
Po. Lee Po.
Yes, that's 10. During this poet's time in America, he witnessed the Wall Street crash, which inspired his Poet in New York for 10 points each. Name this author of Gypsy Ballads, who also wrote the play Blood Wedding.
Garcia Lorca.
Go ahead.
Our answer is Garcia Lorca.
Lorca was murdered during this country's civil war by nationalist forces loyal to Francisco Franco.
Spain.
That's tough.
Answer is Spain.
Yes. Lorca was a member of one of these literary groups named after the year 1927. Miguel de Unamuno belonged to one of these groups named after the year 1898.
Mihir, do you have any idea?
Those are oddly specific
answer.
Years.
Literary group answer. No answer.
Generations. So 20 on the bonus there. Toss up 6. In an opera by this composer, the title girl sings Una volta sera un re, which describes a king who was alone and who searched and searched. In another of his operas, Friends Assist My Vengeance is sung by Arnold to call for an attack on Altdorf. The wicked stepfather Don Magnifico appears in this composer's Cinderella adaptation. That's Max.
Rossini.
It is Rossini for 10. And here's your bonus. This lake is contained behind the Akosombo Dam, a hydroelectric power station completed in 1965 for 10 points each. Named as African Lake, the largest artificial reservoir in the world by surface area.
This is Lake. Our answer is Lake Volta.
Lake Volta is in this African country, which was known as the Gold Coast under British colonial rule.
Our answer is Ghana.
Yes. The only natural lake in Ghana, Lake Bosumtwi, is just south of this city that served as the capital of Ghana's Ashanti Empire.
I think it's Kumasi, not Accra.
Answer?
Our answer is Kumasi.
It is Kumasi for 30. Plus of 7. A character laments that a man using this name overpowered my wits with wine. A man using this name is given the gift of a promise that he will be eaten last. A character is told to pray to Poseidon after he yells at a person. Rohan?
Zeus?
No. Minus 5. After he yells that a person with this name blinded him by thrusting a stake into his eye. Utis is the Greek version of, for 10 points, what word that Odysseus gives as his name to trick the Cyclops Polyphemus? Max?
Nobody.
Nobody is correct. Here's your bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about the Riemann zeta function. Proving the Riemann hypothesis, which describes its solutions, is one of these 7 problems for which the Clay Mathematics Institute offers $1 million reward.
Answers the millennium problems.
Yes. Evaluating the zeta function at 1 is equivalent to finding the sum of this divergent series, which sums the reciprocals of all the positive integers.
Answers the harmonic series.
Paradoxically, evaluating the zeta function at -1 suggests that, in a sense, the sum of all the natural numbers equals this finite number.
The answer is -1/12.
That's 30. Toss of 8. Two boys died examining one of these non-vehicle weapons developed by David Bushnell during the Revolutionary War. Albert Hertz invented a horn for these devices that used chromic acid to generate an electrical trigger. A magnetic type of these weapons are named for their resemblance to limpets, small namesake vessels sweep to find, for 10 points, what unmanned weapons. Rohan?
Landmines.
One moment. No, minus five. That upon contact with ships explode. Max.
Mines.
I can take just mines. Or naval mines. Here's your bonus. This civilization's 9th century collapse has been blamed on drought and deforestation. 10 points each. Name this Mesoamerican civilization whose classic period cities include Tikal and Palenque.
Our answer is the Maya.
Inscriptions at Palenque used this calendar system in which a 5-digit base 20 date is supplemented by 4 additional characters known as Zolkin and Ha'ab.
I think this is the long count. Our answer is the long count.
Palenque is located in this Mexican state where the Zapatista uprising broke out in January 1994.
I think it's Chiapas. Our answer is Chiapas.
It is Chiapas. 30 on the bonus there. Toss up 9. In 2020, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy stated this man was not welcome in the state, showing an image of this man in a gas mask during a House vote. In May 2021, this man's associate, Joel Greenberg, negotiated a plea deal. That is Kirthana.
Gates.
Matt Gaetz. That is still 15.
What was the answer, sorry?
Matt Gaetz. Here is your bonus. This player was taken with the 24th pick of the 2010 NFL draft, one pick before Tim Tebow. 10 points each. Name this player who was a star wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys from 2010 to 2017.
Is it Dez Bryant?
All yours, Ford.
Defer to Sid. Defer to Sid.
Dez Bryant.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, our answer is Dez Bryant.
Okay, thank you. Yes, it is Dez Bryant. Bryant played college football at this Big 12 school whose only Heisman Trophy winner thus far is running back Barry Sanders.
Crap, where did Barry Sanders go?
Answer?
Oklahoma. My answer is Oklahoma.
No, it's Oklahoma State. Bryant wore number 88 for the Cowboys, the same jersey number as this Hall of Fame wide receiver who had 750 receptions while playing for the team between 1988 and 1999.
So Michael Irvin?
Defer to Sid.
Okay, our answer is Michael Irvin.
It is Michael Irvin, 20 on the bonus there. Toss up 10, then we'll have a score check. Both statues and these objects were central to a ritual using the spoon-shaped Peshishkaf. Herodotus said the process for creating these objects involved immersion in natron for 70 days.
Buzz.
Kirthana.
Mummies.
That is correct. And that's 15. In this country, the Guardians of the Peace militia used child soldiers in a civil war that lasted from 1993 to 2005 for 10 points each. Name this African country, a former Belgian colony, whose longtime president, Pierre Nkurunziza, died, likely of COVID-19, in June 2020.
DRC? Or just RC? Because there is a Congo, and then there's a DRC. Answer?
Our answer is Democratic Republic of Congo.
This is Burundi. Oh. Nkurunziza was a member of the Hutu ethnic group, which massacred Tutsis in a 1994 genocide Rwanda. In this neighboring Central Rwanda. African country.
Yeah.
Rwanda. Our answer is Rwanda.
Nkurunziza had a tense relationship with this Tutsi politician who has been Rwanda's authoritarian president since 2000.
Oh, what's his name? Kagame?
No, capital. Kagame, maybe.
Defer to Sid.
Our answer is Kagame.
Paul Kagame. That's right, for 20 on the bonus. And that's the half.
At the half, we have High Tech A, 215, Seven Lakes, 110.
Let's keep on rolling. This is toss up 11. When a complex valued function has this property, it is called holomorphic. Stronger versions of this property are described as a function being varying degrees of... That is... Max?
Differential.
That is correct, and that's 15. After mocking a couple's marriage in the guise of a second novel, a player of this game proudly notes, "And that's how you play it," for 10 points each. Name this game that George plays by riling up his wife and other visitors.
I think it's Get the Guests. Don't know this play well.
Answer?
Our answer is Get the Guest.
George plays Get the Guests to agitate his wife Martha, as well as Nick and Honey, in this Edward Albee play.
Our answer is Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
In Act 3, George appears at the door holding a bouquet of snapdragons and chanting Flores para los Muertos, a reference to this 1947 Tennessee Williams play.
Our answer is A Streetcar Named Desire.
That's 30. Plus of 12, this poet mentioned wanting to wear the brave stockings of night black lace in her poem, A Song in the Front Yard. She wrote of tobacco crumbs, vases, and fringes in a rented back room in a poem about an old yellow pair who treat dinner as a casual affair. This poet of the Bean Eaters describes Seven at the Golden Shovel in a poem that states, we jazz June, we die soon. For 10 points, name this. That's Max.
Brooke.
Sorry, minus 5. Poet of We Real Cool. Rohan?
Brooks.
Brooks, yes, with an S. Here's your bonus. This molecule is continually created and destroyed in the Chapman cycle for 10 points each. Name this molecule whose namesake layer of the atmosphere absorbs most of the sun's ultraviolet radiation.
Ozone. Our answer is ozone.
Yes, in the conversion of ozone back to dioxygen, the reaction order unusually has this property with respect to dioxygen. Formally, stoichiometric coefficients for reactants have this property.
Like balance?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Wait, what is it?
Equilibrium?
Answer?
Answer is equilibrium.
No, they are negative. Atmospheric concentrations of ozone may be reported using this unit, the hypothetical thickness of a column of pure ozone at standard temperature and pressure.
Is it a Dobson unit?
Go ahead.
Defer to Sid.
Our answer is a Dobson unit.
Dobson unit. That's 20 on the bonus. Positive 13. A leader of this art movement vowed to sing the multicolored and polyphonic title Waves of Revolution. A painting from this movement shows multiple simultaneous positions of a wagging tail. The work, Dynamism of a... That's Max.
Futurism.
That's 10. Just missed power on that. Here's your bonus. This man claimed that proper... lime could only be burned from a stone which, whether soft or hard, is white. 10 points each. Name this Roman civil engineer and military officer who wrote the 10-volume treatise De Architectura in the 1st century BC.
Vitruvius. What?
Vitruvius.
Okay.
Our answer is Vitruvius.
Yes. Vitruvius recommended making this material using volcanic sand found near the town of Pozzuoli. Joseph Aspdin developed its Portland type.
Is this concrete? Our answer is concrete.
I can't take that. I need cement. Vitruvius's attention to perfect proportions inspired Vitruvian Man, a drawing by this Italian artist, architect, and scientist.
Our answer is Da Vinci.
Yes. 20 on the bonus there. Toss up 14. These molecules may be precipitated with ammonium sulfate, which is then removed by dialysis using purification. A primary antibody binds to one of these molecules in a Western blot. The phi and psi angles of these molecules are plotted on a Ramachandran plot.
Buzz.
Akash?
Amino acids.
Sorry, minus 5. They are connected through amide linkages formed by the condensation of an amine and a carboxyl. For 10 points, name these macromolecules made of amino acids. Siddharth from High Tech. I didn't hear you.
Protein.
One more time, please.
Proteins?
Yes. Thank you. That's 10. Here's your bonus. In 2018, NPR's Marketplace used the... Excuse me. I'll start that again. In 2018, NPR's Marketplace used the phrase boring number two to describe Gwynne Shotwell, the COO of this company, for 10 points each. Name this American company that launched the ASDS, Of Course I Still Love You, in 2015.
Maybe Papa John's. Our answer is Papa
answer?
John's. Sure it's
SpaceX.
What? It was SpaceX. In 2016, SpaceX launched a Falcon Heavy rocket whose dummy payload included a roadster belonging to this CEO of SpaceX and Tesla.
Elon Musk.
Yes. The aforementioned Marketplace segment speculated on what Tesla shareholders would do after Musk took this action during a September 2018 interview with Joe Rogan.
Threatened to take the company private, right?
Yeah.
Answer?
Is it
threatening to make the company private?
Nope. He smoked marijuana. So 10 on the bonus there. Toss up 15. George Rodney resupplied this territory after winning the Battle of Cape St. Vincent. Red Hot Shot was used to destroy floating batteries built during an attempt to capture this territory. Richard Howe's convoy action ended a great siege of this territory that began in 1779. Like Minorca, this territory became British under the Treaty of
Gibraltar.
Gibraltar is right for 10. Here's your bonus. Pencil and paper ready. A data set's minimum is 31. Its first quartile is 38. Its third quartile is 46. And its maximum is 50. 10 points each. What is the only remaining value required to create a box and whisker plot of the data set? Give the name of the property, not its numerical value.
The median, right?
Yeah.
Our answer is...
What were the value?
Answer?
Our answer is the median.
That's right. What is the interquartile range of the data set?
What did he say for the first quartile? 38. And it's 8.
Yeah.
And then answer?
Our answer is 8.
That's right. The interquartile range is an example of a trimmed one of these statistical functions, often denoted theta hat. The accuracy of these functions are assessed by their bias and mean squared error.
Oh, point estimator, I think.
Okay.
Our answer is point estimator.
I
can say range estimator.
No. So I for the packet, I have to say no. I just have estimator. And I don't have anything that the additional information is correct or not. So I'm going to say no. You're welcome to protest if you feel the need. But for the moment, it's 20 on the bonus.
Okay.
Plus up 16. A character in this play pretends to have a cell in his basement as part of a jail game with neighborhood children. Frank Luby creates a horoscope that suggests a missing man in this play is actually still alive. A letter in this play reveals Larry killed himself after learning his father shipped defective airplane engine parts during World... That's Max?
All my sons.
That's right. For 10, here's your bonus. This politician was mocked with the rhyme, "Ma, ma, where's my pa?" after being accused of having an illegitimate child. For 10 points each, name his president whose supporters countered that taunt with, "Gone to the White House, ha, ha, ha," after he won the 1884 election.
Cleveland, right? Mm-hmm. Our answer is Cleveland.
Cleveland's opponent in 1884 was this Republican who was derided by Cleveland supporters as a continental liar from the state of Maine.
Blaine, I think. Our answer is Blaine.
Cleveland held this other political office when he ran for the presidency in 1884. In 1868, Horatio Seymour ran for president while holding this office.
Maybe governor of Ohio.
Okay. Answer?
Our answer is governor of Ohio.
No, he was governor of New York.
Oh, okay.
20 on the bonus, though. Toss up 17. Steam induces a color change in this material to indicate when an autoclave has finished its sterilization cycle. This material is rapidly torn in a classroom demonstration of triboluminescence. This material was used in Andre Geim's exfoliation method for synthesizing graphene. Humans can be insulated from live... That is Deepak?
Tape?
Tape is right for 10. Here's your bonus. The city's international airport is a frequent subject of conspiracy theories due to its runways forming a swastika shape. For 10 points each, name this U.S. city whose airport is also the site of Blue Mustang, Luis Jimenez's sculptural depiction of a demonic horse.
It may be Denver.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Our answer is Denver.
That's right. Many travelers from the state capital of Wyoming drive 100 miles to access cheaper flights from Denver rather than flying out of this city's small airport.
Our answer is Cheyenne.
Denver and Cheyenne are considered part of an urban corridor named for this subgroup of the Rockies.
I think it's the Front Range.
Okay.
Our answer is the Front Range.
Front Range is correct. That's 30. 18. This actress asks, "What's with the hand?" before giving Johnny a dollar in Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. In another film, this actress plays a former bartender who receives an engagement ring made from a guitar string. This subject of a documentary subtitled 5'2" portrayed Allie Main, who rises to fame after performing Shallow. For 10 points, name this actress.
Buzz.
That's Akash.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga for 10.
Nice.
In this song, Mike Shinoda raps, "I'm convinced there's just too much pressure to take for 10 points each." Named this 2000 single in which Chester Bennington describes the title sensation in my skin before noting these wounds, they will not heal.
Chester Bennington is Linkin Park.
So song from you know by?
Do you answer? Know
songs?
No answer. No answer.
Oh, Crawling. Until Bennington's suicide in July 2017, he and Shinoda formed the nucleus of this rock band behind In the End.
Yeah, Linkin Park.
Answer is Linkin Park.
Crawling and In the End followed One Step Closer as singles from this diamond certified Linkin Park album, the best selling album of the year 2001.
No clue.
Yeah, I don't know this.
No answer.
Okay. Hybrid Theory. Oh man, that's 20 years old. That is 10 on the bonus, toss up 19. Under Richard Henry Pratt, these professionals practiced the ethos, kill the Indian, save the man. Samuel Reed Hall was a pioneering one of these professionals who once widely trained at institutions called normal schools. These professionals in Massachusetts were reformed and organized in the 1830s by Horace Mann. The Siddharth from High Tech.
Teachers
is right for 10. Here's your bonus. This poem recalls a figure who was chaired through the marketplace after winning a foot race for 10 points each. Name this A.E. Houseman poem that eulogizes a runner.
Our answer is To an Athlete Dying Young.
To an Athlete Dying Young first appeared in this 1896 collection that also contains the poem When I Was 1 and 20.
Our answer is Sportsman's Sketches.
This is a Shropshire Lad.
Oh, wait.
Houseman noted Mithridates, he died old, in a poem from a Shropshire Lad addressed to this figure who was told, this is stupid stuff. Yeah.
Our answer is Terence.
Terence. This is stupid stuff. That is 20 on the bonus. Toss up the last. This country's economic freedom fighters were banned from singing the song Dub. That's Deepak.
Our answer is South Africa. I mean, is South Africa.
It is South Africa, yes. That's 15. No problem. I'm kind of surprised that doesn't happen more often. For 10 points each, answer the following about heat sink design. A good heat sink dissipates heat with minimal difference in this quantity between the sink and its surroundings. This quantity stays constant for an isothermal process.
Temperature. Yeah.
Our answer is temperature.
Mm-hmm. Fan-based heat sinks are more efficient when this phenomenon is present. In this phenomenon, the ratio of inertial forces to viscous forces, also called the Reynolds number, is high.
Turbulence.
Answer?
Our answer is turbulence.
It is. A good heat sink is made of a material with a high value for this property. In Fourier's law, it is the ratio of the heat flux flowing through a solid to the temperature gradient.
Maybe specific heat. Yeah. Our answer is specific heat.
No, it's thermal conductivity. 20 on the bonus, though, and that's the game.
GG.
Our final score, High Tech A, 470, 7 Lakes, 155. And I'll have your next round information in the chat.